It's Big Red Machine Radio on the road with Stephen Foster in Sheffield. Stephen, happy new year, and job done, first game back.
Yeah, happy new year, and it's important that we just get the first one out the way, and you know, it wasn't pretty in parts, but at the end of the day, it's a win for us.
In flashes, kind of showed what we could do, and once it got to kind of 6-1, do you think it was the team maybe felt it was job done?
No, I think we were wanting to try and push on a little bit more, and you know, for us it's good to get almost a full team back. We weren't missing Joe Dowrell tonight, so it's good to get players back on the ice who haven't been on, and some of the players haven't been on for several weeks, which is it's good to get that 60 minutes under the belt. And you know, we finished the year flying, and you know, we were doing very, very well, so it's going to take a little bit of time to gel that back together. And I think we were all expecting that it's just going to start where we finished off, and you know, that obviously didn't fully happen tonight, and in parts we looked absolutely amazing the way we passed the puck around. You know, Sheffield couldn't live with us at parts, but other parts they worked really well, and they defended quite well against us. So you know, hats off to them, and Lewis is doing a good job with them there. I think he's got them. You know, Lewis Jones, who obviously used to be with us, he's done a good job with them there. He called the time out, and then they kind of settled the ship, and went from there.
The Christmas break, like you said, it's been a bit of a blessing and a bit of a curse. In one, like you say, the blessing is injuries can heal, little bumps and bruises and things, and you have getting players back. But then on the flip side, it has taken some of the momentum away that you had before Christmas.
Yeah, I think, like you say, it was good because we had players who were playing injured towards the end of the year, and that's kind of given them a chance to heal, to get them back, and I think that'll pay dividends moving forward, you know. But yes, it's always hard when you have the momentum, but hopefully the rest will do us good, and everybody come back hungry and ready to go.
In a way, the schedule's been kind. It's one game weekends to get you back in, but next weekend, Sunday's the first home derby game against the Warriors. Obviously, we're a week in training to get back towards more Billingham game speed, you could say. But a nice fixture to have the first home game of the new year.
Absolutely, and you know, they're the ones that everybody loves to play in, and we've done very well against them so far this year, and obviously the boys will want to keep that going, and another couple of training sessions this week, and we'll be ready for that come next Sunday. It should be a great game. It's going to be I expect a typical derby game against them, so it's a great one for fans to come to and come and enjoy and spur the lads on.
And the big question, have you seen the mini mic last night, the New Year's resolution? Have you made Rob Wilson smile yet?
No, that's a tough call, you know, at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, it's Rob's good, because Rob brings some good, and he, you know, he will have a go at the players at times as well, so it kind of works quite well for us that he has that sometimes I might not be as harsh on the team sometimes as what he is. So working together with Rob's been good, and I think we work better for that. No, not yet, but it's a long season, so hopefully by the end of the year that we can make that smile. But you know, at the end of the day, I think the boys have come back after a good break, all in good spirits. Everybody wants to do well, everybody wants to wants to push on, and I'm sure all of the fans will see that as the new year goes on, as we get a few more games at home as well, that we get right behind the boys, and we'll hopefully give them some more great hockey to watch.
Post-game at Ice Sheffield with tonight's man of the match, Alex Preston. Another 2 points on the board, Alex. Another great performance from your line back there. You must be pretty pleased.
Yeah, I think it was a good period. I think a few players coming back in the lineup and caused the lines to change a little bit. But, you know, we're stronger now, and we're just three lines banging all night.
Yeah, well, there was a couple of quick goals in the first there, but the second period, real standout goals, and Sheffield found it quite hard to live with us.
Yeah, I think we played as a team, we were passing it around. I think we probably could have got a few more, but their keeper, props to them, both of them, they were we're pretty good tonight, so I think we, you know, we need to improve on that.
You said earlier about some personnel changes on the lines. The third line added a little bit of a different look to it tonight. Shuggy back there on with yourself and Jack for a lot of the game. You guys are comfortable playing together, you could see that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we grew up together. We all know each other. So I think it's just nice to kind of start connecting and just, you know, passing it about, getting shots off. And I think as the year progresses, hopefully we'll start putting more away.
And a man of the match performance from yourself. That third line really has grafted and proved quite crucial all season, and it's a reflection of that line really. Yourself and your performance tonight, it must be good to take that confidence in the games coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you're feeling more confident, you've got more morale. You know, it feels like you're unstoppable. But we'll see how the season goes, and hopefully we'll keep putting them away, keep strong, and keep working together as a line.
Well, we stay top of the table with that particular result tonight. I don't think we can be toppled this weekend. And next weekend, we just have the small matter of Whitley Warriors coming into our own barn. We've not seen them at the Forum this season, but we've beaten them quite comprehensively twice on the road. So you must be looking forward to maybe putting on a show for the fans.
Yeah, I think we can't underestimate them though. I think the fierce competition, and you know, it's local, so it's always going to be a difficult match, but hopefully we can keep going, we can give them all we've got and come out on top again.